The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I am your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
Fucking tired.
It has been a very long, eventful week.
Yes.
Good week.
Yeah. It's over.
Good week. Yeah. Now it's over. Now it's Sunday. Now it's time to destroy everybody's happy week.
So. Yes.
There we go. All right, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk the back rooms, data centers, Trump, China, Israel, all that nonsense, and a whole lot more. Our top 10 list this week, bands or solo acts that are better than their original bands. An interesting list this week.
Very hard.
We will not have a lot of crossover.
No.
So that's interesting. So, all right. You ready to start this thing and get it over with?
Yes.
Good, me too. All right, TV news this week. New, I guess, head of CBS News, Barry Weiss, fired the executive producer of 60 Minutes, she is named Nick Bilton as the show's new leader, calling for a new approach. AKA left wing is not getting ratings. There you go. That's what it is. It's ratings.
It's money. At the end of the day, it's all money.
Somebody named Weiss made a money decision. Shocking. Shocking, I tell you.
Who would have thought?
Get the crown, Ari. Yeah.
Yeah, no shit. Stop what you're doing that we're getting shot at and go after the crown.
Don't reboot me.
Go get that crown.
Nicolas Cage's Spider-Noir is now out on Prime. I've heard this is fantastic, but watch the black and white version. It is better because it's more...
Man, it's black and white.
...fitting for the story.
So it's out now.
Yes, it is all out. Yeah, I've heard it's really good. His best work since Ghost Rider. So that ought to tell you something. So, and the way they did Sandman is apparently like a tragic villain.
Well,
I think your big bad guys are Tombstone and Sandman, which fits with the crime idea of a noir story. So. So there you go.
Plus, yeah, I want to watch it. It looks good.
It does. Nicolas Cage is doing his first ever Comic-Con at Indianapolis. I saw prices today, Vince.
I don't want to know. It's not worth it.
For a picture, it is $250. Picture and autograph, $450. And the autographs are not like him signing at the table. They are pre-done. It's his name signed on a picture. Yeah.
People are going to line up for that shit.
Absolutely, they will. Yep.
Fuck them. Let them. They got money to burn. Fucking whatever.
Coppola needs more money. So, we're getting a limited TV series that is starring... Hold on, I'm trying to read this. Sarah Snook, I don't know who this is, will be a take on Hitchcock's The Birds. Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. I wonder if The Birds will be released by Bill Gates. So.
They're going to do
now
that. They make the tick.
Yeah, I think, well, yeah. CBS's a new late night deal with Byron Allen. Okay, so the Colbert thing, they were losing $40 million, right? The new deal with Byron Allen, they're going to make $15 million in profit in the first year. That's a $55 million swing, getting rid of Colbert.
Sounds like a no-brainer.
Yeah, that's business-wise, it's, yeah.
Who they bringing back? Who they are replacing him with? Craig Ferguson.
Yes. Yes. Money Bro. Rule one. So there you go.
Bro, if they bring back Craigie Ferg, what's
I don't
up
know if
bug?
He would even want to now. Be honest with you. He just kind of still tours and does his little podcast. And that's, I say little podcast, you know, we have three listeners and he has thousands. But
yeah, but can you imagine?
Yeah, it would be perfect. But never happened. They have Billy Connolly take over for him. Yeah.
Oh my God, quit.
I know. I have all these ideas to fix TV, but nobody listens.
Matt Barry.
Yes.
North Fielding?
Well, North Fielding should have a different role. Doctor Who. But I digress.
It's depressing. This shit makes me sad. Next story.
Speaking of British people, we're getting it's not really a spinoff, but it's the Sherlock franchise is expanding. We're getting a Moriarty show. They're saying it'll be a modern reinvention of the crime procedural based on the most famous villain in all of detective fiction. Moriarty, a professor at Durham University, believes a secret double life as the mastermind behind every crime of sophistication in the north of England. When a rival criminal begins an assault on his underground empire, he will have only one choice: join with the police as a consultant, using the law to go after his foe while keeping his true identity hidden. He's going to team with a female Yorkshire detective. But he'll soon realize that the real threat isn't the rival criminal faction he's dismantling. No word on casting. Old boy that played Moriarty in the Cumbersnoot Little Snatch version, he was really good. It's a different take. It's like if Monk was a bad guy, you know, and had to keep it a secret.
I don't know. Maybe it'll be good.
Or, what was the show with Red John?
Oh, fuck.
Mentalist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like The Mentalist. It's a cool
I did
show.
Too, yeah. Yeah. It went on a couple seasons too long, but.
Well.
Should have ended when he killed him, but.
Yeah, well.
TV. All right. Let's get to some movie news this week. So we had the story last week about, hey, the Ray, Poe, Finn Star Wars movies might be memory hold and time warped again. Right?
Yes.
Well, this next story leads more that it is going to happen because Simon Kinberg is doing the next trilogy. Quote, it is reportedly intended to function as episodes 10 through 12 of the ongoing Skywalker saga. So it looks like the Rey stuff is gone. The next will tie into the originals.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
As it should have been the first fucking time.
Like the Emperor's not coming back magically?
Right. They told nobody while filming that, by the way. Unless you were in scenes with them, nobody knew. Like, the guy that played Poe had no idea. It's like, oh, the fucking Emperor's back. Huh?
Somehow the Emperor came back.
Yeah, magic cloning Dolly the Sheep shit. Yeah, gotcha. Brilliant.
And they had to take a cut because everybody just stared at the director and the producer like, what the fuck?
They're like, get Kathleen Kennedy a shotgun, please.
Jesus Christ. So they're gonna start with after Jedi, right?
That's the way
he goes back to Coruscant, opens the Jedi Academy, Grand Admiral Thrawn.
That's yep.
Wow. Huh.
If only some people have been saying that for how long we've been doing this goddamn show.
Yeah. Congrats.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's too little too late. I don't know if you can get all the nerds on board with fucking throwing their money at you.
I doubt it because I saw where a big IMAX theater chain has taken off Mando and for He-Man. That's how bad Mando's doing. So I don't know if they can save Star Wars. Star Wars might be able to come back in 20 years. That's how bad they hurt it. And I'm serious. It may take 20 years and an all new idea. Yeah.
They fucked it up.
So
I don't know. I liked Grogu, you know.
Yeah.
That first season. After Luke picks him up, that's it.
Yeah, should have stopped.
Just should have stopped.
Or you could have done Have Gun, Will Travel, Mando season 2.
Yeah.
Tied that into Ahsoka. There you go. But,
yeah. Yeah, wanted dead or alive.
Yeah.
Have Gun, Will Travel. Any pick a fucking
Western.
What old Western.
Because that's all Star Wars is. That's what Lucas said. It's a space Western.
Yeah, I mean, look at fucking The Mandalorian could have been a space Western. It was the perfect fucking thing, man.
Yep. Boba was the old gunslinger. Mando was the new. I mean, come on now. All right. Next thing here, the next Spider-Man animated, this Spider-Man Beyond the Spider-Verse. Apparently, the main focus of this will not be the Spider-Verse, but will be the Venom-verse. So we're going to get all of the Venom variants.
Yay.
It's animated. They can't really fuck it up too much. I guess maybe, kind of. Well, yeah, they can. I don't know. People love the first one. And so you got to, if you got Spider-Man, you got to kind of have Venom. So it makes sense, I guess. Your big movie news of the week, Backrooms. Of course, based off the internet videos and all this. Opening weekend, 80 million. People are loving this film. The director is 20. He's only 20.
I mean, that's nuts.
Yeah, this is actually very good for movies. It's a new idea. It's not a franchise. With a young director who, get this, loves the source material.
What do you think you're doing? Making a good movie out of some shit you really like?
Yeah.
What? No, we got to find somebody that knows nothing about this shit.
And apparently the woman lead was asked, did you watch any of the others going in? And she's like, no, I didn't want to watch any of the stuff leading into it so I could do his take on it, which was brilliant. That's how it should, you know.
That was the right answer.
Yes.
That was
exactly the right
look,
answer.
Look, if you don't know anything about it, that would be like, look, I want his vision. I don't want to be fucked up by somebody else.
I don't want it tainted by and go, hey, well, in the videos they didn't know you're doing this. This is what we're doing.
Well, all the other actresses are like, I don't know, I'm just here. Yeah. Girl power.
Right.
That was the perfect fucking response to that. Yet, yeah, no, I didn't.
No, I wanted to do it right. Shocking. This is shocking for Hollywood.
Crazy.
Yeah. But apparently it does. It leaves it open for a sequel. I will leave it at that because there is a twist at the end, like the Backrooms has. So there you go. But, yeah, I'm kind of interested to get this now. So
yeah, that's damn.
Yeah, that's good movie news. I'm fucking shocked. I don't think this has happened in 15 years. So.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. All right, let's get to comic book news and. Stan Lee.
Oy vey.
Yes. His voice and likeness has been sold to the AI company 11 Labs. So if you use 11 Labs, you can pay to use his voice and image for AI creations.
Nothing like having a robot tell us that we're all going to die and it's Stan Lee.
Right.
Hello, true believers. You're going to get fucking apocalypsed.
Yeah, I stole all my shit from Jack Kirby. Yeah.
Great.
I took credit for Phil Ditto. Yeah.
That's not exciting at
all. That's not good news.
No,
it's not good news. That's fucking horrid news. That's nightmare. But I do have some actually good, possibly good, comic book news. Robert Kirkman, you know him. He's the guy that co-created, two of the biggest things in the last 20 years, Walking Dead and Invincible. And he's the founder of Skybound Entertainment, which is partnered with Image Comics. They currently publish Transformers, G.I. Joe, Universal Monsters, stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
They have signed the deal to publish comic books based off old Gold Key characters, Vince. Three in particular. Now, I know you remember these. Magnus, Robot Fighter. Turok, Dinosaur Hunter. And Solar, the Man of Atom.
Really?
We're going to get new takes on these. I'm actually excited about this. And it's Kirkman has Walking Dead money, so he, you know, and he's a fan of this stuff, so he can get the good people that know what they're doing and like the, you know, like you should.
Yeah, this is some, like, old shit.
Yeah, this was 50s and 60s when these originally came out. Then they, was it Valiant? Was it Valiant Comics that ran these in the 90s?
Acclaim. No. For Magnus Robot Fighter, Valiant and Acclaim.
Well, I know Acclaim.
Reintroduced by Dark Horse in 2010.
It was through Valiant and Dark Horse. Okay.
Well, it was Valiant in the 90s and Dark Horse in August of 2010.
Okay. So they've been around sporadically, but in the 90s it was Valiant.
Right,
and
but Turok that was Magnus,
had video
though.
Games.
Yeah. Turok had, yeah. Who else did you say? It was
Solar, Man of the Atom, Turok, and Magnus Robot Fighter.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Let's see. Creative teams and first artwork should be ready for San Diego Comic-Con in July. Okay. Let's see.
Bro, Boris Karloff Gold Key Mysteries.
Yeah.
And like that art style?
Yes.
Bro.
So, no, I'm kind of excited about this. I'll wait till Comic-Con to see the creative teams because that's a huge part. But, I don't know, Kirkman's track record in comics here, Walking Dead, Invincible, Mask, Transformers, G.I. Joe, I mean, he's batting 1,000 right now. So, I don't know, we'll see. This could be really cool. So,
well, the noir stuff is kind of hot right now. So.
Yes.
I can see it popping off, man.
Yeah, I think these will do really well, to be honest with you. So, we'll see. We'll see what Comic-Con brings for that in a couple months. Or, shit, next month.
Next month.
No. Yeah, it's almost June.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right. Your comic book recommendations for books that came out this week, Zatanna Issue 2, X-Men 30, Infernal Hulk 7, Swamp Thing 1989 Issue 2, Doom Quest. This is the big Marvel crossover book, Issue 1, Sentry Issue 3, Keanu Reeves' Berserker Light Draws Breath Issue 1, Thundercats Silverhawks Thunderhawks crossover book, Issue 2, The Cryptid Core Issue 1, and Vince's new favorite comic book, Florida Hippopotamus Cocaine Massacre, Issue 4. That book is ridiculous, by the way, as the name implies. So, maybe the greatest comic book title ever. So,
sure.
All right. Let's get into some wrestling news. During the AEW Double or Nothing post-show press conference, Tony Khan was asked if AEW had anything planned so fans can donate towards Rebel's cause following her Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS diagnosis. TK mentioned that AEW is set to release some rubber bracelets. You remember like the old Livestrongs. Mm-hmm. But there's also discussion to make this year's Fight for the Fallen event a charity show dedicated to ALS organizations. So that's very, very cool. AEW's doing that. So
that's good.
That's very good. Wrestlers Big Damo and his wife Nikki Cross, formerly of WWE, have bought Progress Wrestling. They announced, "We are delighted to be the new co-owners of Progress. We both started in the UK and Ireland and fully believe that this is host to the greatest talent pool on earth. And Progress is well positioned to showcase this generation and the next." They went on to thank the former owners who steered Progress through the pandemic and all of this. Progress has a working relationship with NOAH in Japan. And Progress bought Defy, the wrestling company in the States. So they do have a foothold here as well. So that's really cool. That's really, really cool. So a lot of people still wrestle for Progress and Defy and all that. So AEW announced July 26th from Montreal up there in Canada land, a brand new pay-per-view, AEW Redemption. This will be the pay-per-view before All in London. So probably will be a big setup pay-per-view. So that's cool. Hey, it's a WWE lawsuit story.
No.
Yeah, shocking. They kind of fucked up. A new ruling in the WWE merger lawsuit, the judge found that Vince McMahon and Nick Khan destroyed evidence. As a consequence, the court will treat five damaging facts as presumptively true when the case goes to trial next month. McMahon, Nick Khan, as well as three others, Brad Bloom, Stephanie McMahon, and Triple H, all used Signal's auto-delete function, which wiped out messages that they had a legal duty to preserve. The case will now be harder, specifically for McMahon and Khan, to prevail against the shareholder plaintiff's allegations. Ooh. Yeah, you know, that insider trading bullshit you hid the evidence, you destroyed the evidence for? Yeah. Now, what's this mean from the... Are they going to make TKO split up because the merger was not legal due to shareholders? I don't know. I don't think they will, but it is a very real possibility.
Right.
I mean, you're fucking with billions of dollars here. So it's, we'll see. That's a major fucking fuck up. Some bad news here. Former WWE star Curtis Axel, son of the late great Mr. Perfect, facing multiple charges after a DWI. So,
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, no injuries, I don't believe, but don't drink and drive, kids. Back in the day, we had these things called taxis. They were yellow. Now you damn kids have, ooh, I call Uber.
Why can't you just smoke pot? Yeah.
The only other thing for wrestling news I have this week, President Trump had to do a May 12th disclosure filing. It was noted that he purchased somewhere between $15,000 and $50,000 worth of TKO stock. TKO is, of course, the parent company of UFC and WWE. Odd timing, soon after he bought the stock, hey, we're going to have a 4th of July UFC event at the White House. Yeah. The system is gamed.
Oh, yeah. The system's broke.
Be broke. Yeah.
That's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
Great, but you can't keep more than $600 in your bank, or we're gonna fucking find out. And we're gonna
605 IRS. Yeah.
Yeah. Why the fuck do you put this much money in here?
Yeah, how you got money?
Yeah, yeah. We're supposed to have the money.
Right.
It's our money.
It's our money. It's hot. We need a pool. Yeah.
Oh wow.
That's a Watson's callback, kids.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for wrestling. Vince, you got anything for video games this week?
Minecraft reveals another beautiful new biome. And its next game drop, Promise, Exploration, and Adventure. It's like this fall kind of biome.
Mm.
It's very pretty.
I haven't played Minecraft in months.
There's shadows and whatnot. There was another patch for No Man's Sky.
Oh.
Did you see that one?
No.
I can't get back into that game.
Yeah.
Not again. I feel like every time I pick that game back up, I gotta start a new fucking game.
Right.
Because they add so much to it.
Oh, speaking of Minecraft. Sorry, off on a tangent. Sorry to interrupt, Vince.
No, you're good.
The cast was they released for the next movie.
Yes. I was told this morning. I didn't say anything.
Okay, do you know, apparently somebody gets to dress up as Steve.
Matt.
And it's not Jack Black.
It's Matt Berry.
Matt Berry is allegedly playing Herobrine.
Yeah, I know. I might have to go see that just because of Matt Berry.
Yes.
You motherfuckers.
If we had a soundboard, this would be the Al Pacino, I was out and you dragged me right back in, Godfather drop. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
No, that's it.
Oh,
I mean, I've got more, but yeah. Arc Raiders wins Nordic Game of the Year at the Nordic Game Awards.
Not Black Samurai? Huh.
No.
No.
Can you believe it? Speaking of Nordic countries, Witcher 3 sales hit 65 million ahead of new DLC.
Jeez.
That game's been out forever, and it's printing money.
Yeah.
It's nuts. Take-Two CEO says former Rockstar employees have tried to match GTA's success and haven't been able to. And while he doesn't name names, that's got a sting for a certain someone. If he's talking about fucking Dan Houser.
Probably.
I don't know. It's from PC Gamer.
How about quit worrying about a pissing contest and just make a good game on time?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Take-Two, you might sell a bunch, but then it's going to they're going to be like, this game sucks.
Yep.
I got a feeling GTA 6 is going to suck.
Yes.
Dan Houser's not involved with it. It's Rockstar in name only. It might say Rockstar on there, but it is all Take-Two.
The actual game will not be good. The only thing that will be good is when people get to mod it.
I will shit bricks if it's an actually decent game.
Oh,
and I don't think it's going to be.
No.
And that's depressing. Kronos Lazarus leak points to possible new Kronos, the new Dawn expansion. Have you ever played this game?
Sorry, I heard Kronos and got happy.
No. Okay, no different Kronos. Helldivers 2, long-awaited DLSS update appears broken with horrendous image quality and other major issues. I played this a couple months ago for like a week straight with the boy. And we were into this fucking game, and then we just quit playing it.
Did you... So I guess the next Helldivers expansion is the Warhammer, right?
Maybe. Because
they announced that, I saw it.
Maybe.
I think it's the next update, or next DLC.
I don't know. Devil May Cry Humble Bundle gives fans the full series for cheap. Do you like the...
Dante was fun to play, yeah.
Do you like the Devil May Cry series?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get on Humble Bundle. I don't want to say Humble Bumble.
Humble Bumble.
Let's see. Devil May Cry, Devil Trigger Reloaded Collection 2026 is currently live on Humble Bundle. Bumble Bumble. Offering PC players a chance to grab nearly the entire franchise. First tier, price around $8. Includes Devil May Cry 5, Virgil Pack, Devil May Cry 4. Special edition and the 2013 reboot DMC Devil May Cry. Second tier is 15, adds DMCHD and remastered version of DMC 123 Special Edition. So if you're into that shit,
that's really cheap.
It's a really good, yeah, it's a, actually really.
That's a hell of a deal.
Yeah. Don't expect a Witcher 4 expansion. It would be difficult.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. StarCraft 2 development ended 6 years ago, but Blizzard still won't stop messing with it because they haven't made a third StarCraft.
And that was supposed to be coming, right?
And every Asian in the world loves that fucking game for some goddamn reason.
Need Fryer's Space Trip.
Fable reboot delayed till 2027 amid reported GTA 6 worries. Why are you worried? It's two different fucking games.
It's two different genres.
It's two different fucking... Just fucking... Bro.
So they're worried that fans won't have the money if they buy GTA 6 to buy theirs.
I don't know. I don't know how that works. Buy Fable.
It's like when people move their movie release dates because, I don't want to go head-to-head versus, you know, this because it's going to be stupid big. Yeah.
007 First Light becomes IO Interactive's fastest-selling game ever. 1.5 million in 24 hours.
I saw people playing this.
Peanut was playing it, I think.
Yeah, Peanut was. Peanut beat it on the hardest. It's just not my type of game.
It's we want it to be GoldenEye. We want it to be GoldenEye. I'm right. Sure you want it to be GoldenEye, but it's not going to be GoldenEye.
It's not. No.
That was magic.
Yes. At that point in time, it'll never come back.
Yeah, that's you never. It's just not going to be that way.
Just go buy an N64 and get GoldenEye.
Yeah, get GoldenEye
and all the good games.
The Steam Deck's price has increased from $549 to $789 as hardware woes continue. Tim Sweeney stuck his whole foot in his mouth and the other foot in his ass.
Yep.
And, my God, what did he say exactly?
I forget the exact quote, but it was something about them upping the price and how it was bad for consumers.
Right. Right.
And he just got community noted to fucking oblivion.
He got fucked up. They pretty much told him to sit down and shut the fuck up. You just fired 1,000 people.
Yeah, you fired 1,500 in 2 years. You don't get to talk.
Yeah, you don't get to say anything. And while Valve could probably keep that price point the same because, well, they make literal billions.
Yes.
I get what they're saying.
Yeah.
Fuck off. You don't get to say anything.
Yeah.
You're a piece of shit. Last thing I have. Nintendo releases new wave of backwards compatibility fixes for the Switch games on Switch 2. So if you've got a Switch 2 and you've still got a stack of Switch games, hopefully some of them will work now.
Oh, that's good. Well, should have been from jump, but...
Well.
You know.
Well. Well.
Yeah, I know.
That's all I got.
I have a couple things here. Warner Brothers Games Montreal is currently working on two DC games. Oh, one, shit, which we've known about for a long time, is the Superman game.
Yeah.
But the other, Vince, a live service game in the style of Marvel Rivals. Remember that was the joke when Rivals hit that, Willie, where's our DC one? It's coming.
It might be good.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for DC.
They'll be able to see how Rivals has messed up and how they can improve. And you had the DC characters. Yeah.
I'm a sucker for DC.
I am too. So now, the only other thing I have is we have Fortnite bits and pieces of information about the next season. The next season will be called Runners, with the tagline, power isn't given, it's taken. This starts June 6th. Sprites are coming back, and it is possible that the Fire King will be the big bad, and it could be jungle-themed.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Shit.
The live event on the 5th. If you go to the live event and queue in as a solo, you get a pickaxe.
Jungle if you, love.
I think if you, it's either you go in with more than one or a whole squad, you are gifted a sidekick for free, as well as the pickaxe. So,
fuck Fortnite.
Hey, we got the bot. We're good.
Yeah, that ain't no shit. I got one more thing. If you,
all right, go ahead. That was
I heard,
it. That's all
I heard a dirty rumor.
Oh, I like
they're,
those.
They're going to make another Arkham style game. Like really? Old school Arkham. Like the ones that everyone loved Arkham.
Yeah, the good Warner Brothers games.
Batman Beyond.
Now, don't be fucking teasing me. No,
okay, but there's some shit. All right? It's supposed to be Damian and not Terry.
Really? No.
Yeah. That's what I heard. A buddy of mine told me that he heard it from somewhere. So,
oh, I hope that's
why it
not
wasn't
right.
in news, but it's DC, and I'm a sucker for fucking DC. Bro, no. If they did an Arkham-style game with fucking Terry McGinnis, are you fucking serious?
That would,
I don't know what the infatuation is with Damian Wayne. I don't get it. Son.
Well, fucking Terry's a clone. Sorry for the spoiler. No, you don't do Damian, you do Terry. It's supposed to be Terry. Bless Africans.
Yeah.
I hope that rumor is false.
I hope it is too. I hope
the game is real.
Yeah.
But I hope the Damian part is false.
Yeah, it better be fucking Terry.
Yeah.
And old man fucking Bruce.
Yes.
The way the Batman movie with what's his name should have been.
Oh, who was the female bad guy in Batman Beyond? Was it Ink?
I think so.
Oh, that could be so good.
Bro.
Yeah.
Don't even.
Do the Terry version. Don't fuck it up.
Robert Pattinson Batman should have been Batman Beyond.
Yes. And Keaton's the right age.
Yeah, I
know.
That's all I got. Just keep going. Keep going.
All right. There's only one thing for music news, and it's frightening. Jared Leto's band, 30 Seconds to Mars, says they are fighting ticket bots and scalpers, but the way they're going about it is frightening. They are teaming up with Sam Altman, you know him from OpenAI, and his Tools for Humanity. They are going to require fans to scan your eyes to buy tickets.
Oh, biometrics.
Yes.
Wonderful. That's Retinal where they start scans. It. That's yes. where they start the biometric shit. Yes. It's tickets for concerts.
Yep.
I have to go to this!
Scan your eye, get put in the machine. Yeah, no, fuck you.
Wait till Taylor Swift does it.
Yep.
And every dumb bitch on this fucking planet will sign up for that shit, especially yes. America.
Yep.
Fucking goddamn it.
Yep. There you go. There's how biometrics get put into everything for your buying and selling needs. If only there's a book saying don't do it.
I've read bits and pieces of that book. It's all right.
I've read the whole thing. I know how the story ends.
Is it? Just
getting there's a bitch.
Wonderful.
All right. It's time for Song of the Week. We'll take a break, play that, plug our friends in the network. And when we come back, will be time for our top 10 list of bands or solo artists that were better than their original bands. We'll be right back.
It's time for your weekly lineup of shows on the Shining Wizards Network. Start your week with the latest from Gorilla Brain, featuring the year of Duke and Rogue, covering a year's worth of classic wrestling. And the Tots Pod, introducing the world to wrestling figure collecting. Follow up with 30 Screams or Less, a weekly review of horror movies in 30 minutes or less. And the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. The Network Week continues with the Mark Order, your place for everything AEW. And the ROH Revelry, covering everything in the history of Ring of Honor. Later, it's Radioactive Metal, bringing you everything from the world of heavy metal music. An Inconclusive Breakdown, keeping you up to date on everything happening in the world. The Shining Wizards Network is also the home to other great shows, like The Brocast, your watch-along podcast from Down Under. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, paying homage to the greatest shows in the history of pro wrestling. Wrestling Night in Canada, a focus on wrestling with a North of the Border spin. And Going Underground, a show that takes you back through the history of Lucha Underground. Enjoy all of the amazing shows on the Shining Wizards Network, available wherever you listen to podcasts and at shiningwizardsnetwork.com. It's the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
And we are back.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Time for our top 10 list this week. Bands or a solo act that was better than their original bands. For example, Foo Fighters from Nirvana. That's just for example.
It might be on the list because I'm lazy.
Yeah. Well, start us off with your number 10.
I went with the Minor Birds. And Rick James and Neil Young were in that band.
Wow.
And they left. Yes.
Yeah, I'd say that's an upgrade.
The Super Freak.
Yo, couch. My number 10, I guess more money was made solo than the band, but I personally like the band better. Give me Sting from the Police.
Dream of the Blue Turtles is a really good album, though.
That's true. I mean, Sting had some good stuff, but I mean, you're putting it up against the Police. I mean, money, he made more money solo. So there you go.
I like the Police. I don't know. Sting's solo shit's pretty good, though.
Yeah.
God damn it. That's hard. See, this list was fucking hard. I did Pure Joy, and they turned into Flop.
Yep.
I got a lot of Seattle bands.
Yeah, you do. For my number 9, coming out of the Birds, we got Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
Oh, man, that's so good. I can't believe I didn't have that.
Yep.
Could have went Buffalo Springfield, too.
Yeah. A lot of those just rotated, though. So.
Right.
Number 8.
Nirvana went to Foo Fighters.
Yeah. My number 8, out of the Supremes, we got Diana Ross.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's obviously she did better on her own.
Right.
All right, number 7.
After Bauhaus broke up, Peter Murphy's solo was pretty good.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good pick.
That's out of left field, and I'm sorry.
Well, it kind of goes in with mine, because out of Joy Division, we got New Order.
Oh, damn, I forgot fucking Joy Division! Fuck!
Yeah. Number 6.
The U-Men became Gashuffer.
Yep.
I don't like Gashuffer.
My number 6, out of Blur, we got the Gorillaz. Dun, 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 dun.
That's right.
Number 5.
Okay, here's my run of the bands that broke out of this one. Green River. Respectively became Mudhoney and Mother Love Bone.
Yeah. So you could go either way.
Right.
My number 5, I mean, if it wasn't for the bigger names ahead of it, this should have been my number 1. Out of Genesis, we got Phil Collins.
Higher on the list.
Yeah. Well, it's just because the other ones ahead of them are so big that I had to put him this low. I didn't want to.
But I remember when I was a kid and No Jacket Required came out, yep, and my mom bought the cassette. I would just listen to that fucking thing all the time. And
wore it out.
And wore it out. Yeah, that was a long goddamn time ago. Kids. Do what?
You could do that back in the day with music.
Yeah, you could wear it out.
Number four.
From Mother Love Bone, they turn into Temple of the Dog.
Yes.
Temple of the Dog is way better than Mother Love Bone.
Yes, I'll give you that.
There's it. Mother Love Bone had good songs.
Yeah.
Temple of the Dog's better.
Yep. My number four, out of Black Sabbath, we had Ozzy.
No More Tears.
Yep. And you think Ozzy, that could be the biggest name. Oh, no, no, there's more. Number three.
Temple of the Dog turned into Pearl Jam.
Yes.
And they were way bigger.
I don't know if anybody's ever heard of that little band, but yes.
Right. Which is funny because Matt Cameron went right back into Pearl Jam, which they pretty much turned right back into Temple of the Dog, to be honest with you, just without yes. Chris.
Yeah. Me for three? Yes.
Yeah.
Out of a little band called the Yardbirds, we got Led Zeppelin.
God damn it. I forgot the fucking Yardbirds.
Yep.
Well, and then what's his name was in that too, wasn't he?
Coming up. Don't ruin the punchline, Dick.
I know. I'm sorry.
All right, number two.
Skin Yard turned into Grunt Truck.
Yep.
I like Skin Yard. I like Grunt Truck, though. The last album was in 92?
Damn.
God damn it. You're old.
I'm old.
You're old.
My number two, coming out of multiple bands, including the Yardbirds and others, we get Eric Clapton.
See, this is... Wasn't he in that band, too?
Yes, and Cream, and yeah. Oh. So could have went Cream, but yeah. Yardbirds, Clapton. So.
Right.
Number one.
This is where I've got Genesis became Phil Collins left and went out solo.
Yeah.
No Jacket Required is amazing.
Yep. My number one... You got to go with the second biggest artist of all time, don't you? Out of the Jackson 5, you get Michael.
Michael. Fuck, I totally forgot that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Literally the second biggest artist of all time after Elvis.
It was Michael Jackson, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right, there's our top 10 list of bands or solo that did better than their original bands. So. All right. It's that time of the show, Vince. Time for it to go off the rails.
God damn it.
Did you see these horrible, horrible fucking stories from Clown World? And we start over in Italy with the Pope.
Oh, bibbidi bobbidi.
Who apologized for the church's role in slavery in a letter, calling it a wound in Christian memory. And he then warned about new forms of colonialism, including the collection and control of health data. I have a problem with him calling it a wound in Christian memory when there are Muslims that have slaves now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Modern day?
Yeah, well, we're supposed to... They're, Christians are supposed to be better.
Yeah.
But don't talk about the Jews either. Shh.
Oh, yeah, because they think the Bible was written after 1948 when Israel became a country.
Yeah. Shh.
And it wasn't, by the way. It wasn't some Anne Frank with a magic pen. So, France have... I don't know how this is going to go. They have banned Zyns and nicotine pouches. Sale, import, possession, and use can mean up to 5 years in jail.
Why?
France. Well, that's the only reason I have.
Well, honestly, though, whenever I think of France, I just think of some sweaty bitch with fucking armpit hair smoking a cigarette, but with the long pipe, you know what I mean? Yes. Like at the end?
The holders, yeah.
Oh, wee wee.
The old Hunter Thompson holders, yeah.
Yeah.
Or the penguin back when Burgess Meredith.
Right, the real long one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, France is just Europe. It's just the world. Like, it's everything. Hey, if you're looking for a new job, the U.S. Secret Service is now hiring drone operators per a USA Jobs listing.
Oh. I want to join the United States SS.
Well, nope, I ain't going to say it.
Hugo Boss for everyone!
Oh, don't tease me. That's a good fit right there.
That's...
Like sharp lines, classy. Never call goes Erica. Out of style.
Where's Erica at? Call her.
Right.
Get her on the phone.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro. Just let that name marinate for a minute. Says people who track AIPAC could be anti-Semites.
Cool, he
says, if you monitor AIPAC donors, it's dangerous, and it is going to silence certain voices.
Good.
Like a Netta Shoa.
Good. Silence them.
So if you want to know the people that are paying off your government officials, you're an anti-Semite.
Well, fuck, everybody knows that.
I wouldn't say I'm pro.
Jesus.
Israeli citizen Ori Solomon, who was arrested for operating an illegal bio lab in Las Vegas, which contained HIV, malaria, and tuberculosis, had all of his federal charges dismissed and is free to go back to Israel. Rules for thee, not for me, oy vey.
Man, I gotta turn into a Jew. How do I do that?
I don't know. My bank account is nowhere near Jewish.
Oh, man.
Hell, it's nowhere near white. So, but wait, there's more. A senior Israeli cyber official tied to a child sex sting case in Las Vegas. Huh, oddly, Las Vegas again with the Jews. Just had all their charges against him vacated after failing to appear in court. So he didn't even show up and they dropped the charges. On a child sex case.
Yeah. He went back to Israel.
Yep. And then didn't show up for court.
They're our greatest ally.
Huh?
They're our greatest ally, Justin. And if you question that, you're an anti-Semite Nazi.
But do I get the outfit?
Do they make it in your size?
Motherfucker, they better.
I love you. I'm sorry. Do they make it in your size? I look clean as fuck.
Yeah.
I look clean. Give me. I get. I want it. Give me it.
Hugo fuck. Boss driving a Mercedes Benz.
Oh, a silver ghost.
Yes.
Find one of them.
You gotta keep going.
Keep going.
Hey, speaking of, they're gonna call you names. Are you against these huge, giant data centers that's going to fuck up your land and water table and all this?
And how?
Well, the federal government is now targeting anti-AI and data center activists, calling them anti-tech violent extremists. The FBI and Homeland Security have begun surveillance of such people, including activists protesting data center construction and AI development. Don't like Skynet? Well, now you're a violent extremist.
Yeah, just because you don't like something, you're automatically fucking...
Yeah.
That's not scary at all, everyone.
No, but hey, but wait. There's more. Remember Pam Bondi?
Do I?
Former attorney general who was allegedly in charge of the Epstein shit and then magically had to quit, and then we get Todd Blanch as new AG. Yeah. Trump has made Bondi the White House AI Advisory Board chairman. She is tasked with facilitating coordination between the government and AI companies. So now she's in charge of going after the people that don't want the data centers.
So she was the scapegoat on all the Epstein shit, but he had to give her another job.
Yeah, because speaking of Bondi, she had to testify before Congress, mind you, in a closed-door, non-televised manner, about the Epstein shit. All right? That happened this week. Her own opening statement says she did not personally oversee the Epstein document review and instead delegated responsibility to Todd Blanche. Yes, the same Todd Blanche who is now acting Attorney General. Remember, she was the face tied to all the public questions about the transparency, the files, the redactions, the delays, all the bullshit. Now she's saying, oh no, I wasn't running the shit. Blanche was.
We've got aliens, though.
So if she was the public face, he was actually making the decisions. Oh, and a little kicker to this. One of the people on the congressional panel that she was testifying in front of accidentally let it slip that she was never sworn in on her testimony.
I don't.
But hey, there's aliens.
We're so fucking cooked.
Yep.
Fucking cooked.
Yeah. So the guy that actually was in charge of the Epstein files is now your attorney general. And the one who was allegedly in charge is now running the AI thing, going after people that don't want data centers.
I think it's great. I think I'm here for
it. It's fantastic.
I'm here for the end.
The comet to end it. Yeah, that'd be great. But until then, you know these prediction markets, like Kalshi?
Yes.
Stuff like that? Trump came out and said that prediction markets must be protected. What he failed to mention is that his son is on the board of Kalshi. money.
Nothing is real anymore.
No.
There is no rule of law. There is no order. I can't believe shit hasn't started failing yet.
It will, and when it does, it will be catastrophic.
Yeah.
Hey, Trump's Department of Justice, wink, has ended its review of the Biden auto pen matter and found no criminal wrongdoing.
We're going to go after all these people that did bad stuff. Nah, nobody did anything wrong.
Right. Fell for it again, award. Here you go. So the people that actually were signing pardons, and it wasn't the meat puppet Biden. Nope, nothing criminal. Nope. Go ahead. Everything's cool.
It's fine. Are you tired? Are you tired yet, Justin? Are you tired?
Yes, I'm very tired. And then I saw this one and I got even more tired. Belgian nationalist Dries van Langenhove has been convicted of hate speech in Belgium for condemning mass migration, despite the court admitting that everything he said was factually true.
Yeah.
So everything he said was true, still convicted of hate speech.
It's bad.
That's fucked up.
Well, nothing's going to change until people stop.
Yeah.
I'm not going to work today.
You don't have authority on me.
Right. I'm taking all my money out of my bank.
Yep. Oh, no, you can't do that. Fuck you, I can't.
I'm going to walk into the Walmart with a couple carts and I'm just going to start loading them up.
Yep.
And I'm going to walk straight out the fucking door.
If it ain't laws for all, then it's laws for none.
Yeah. I'm going to sit in my front yard under the tree in the swing, and I'm going to smoke a fucking joint.
And pick off anybody that tries to stop me.
Yeah. That's where we're going.
Yeah.
That's where it's heading.
That's not good.
It's not good. And unless you fucking turn your brain off, it's just going to get worse. Like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm not participating in society anymore.
Yep.
And that's what it's going to take. It's either going to take an unfathomable amount of violence, which is a really cool meme, or it's just going to be just, I quit. I'm done.
It's
not doing shit.
It's going to be balkanization.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it'll be. And what, you know, what could push us there is this next story. A judge in Delaware has just allowed and ruled corporations can now cast votes in elections in this one little area in Delaware, where corporations make up 12% of the registered voters. The judge rejected the argument that non-human artificial entities voting violated the state constitution. Remember when we said megacorps were going to start putting in, and they have been? Well, now they get to legally vote.
Now, how much did this judge get for that?
Mm-hmm. See, it starts small.
Yeah. They're not voting for the interest of the people. They're voting for their interest to make money.
Yes, exactly.
You guys are cooked.
Well, how many employees does Google have? Well, that's how many votes Google gets.
Right. Oh, they've got worldwide.
Your vote won't matter. It's what company you work for.
Right. Corpo, that's, man.
That's fucking frightening.
It's Shadowrun without the fucking elves and ogres and shit.
Right. Yeah. But hey, the Trump and the Treasury Department have put a bill before Congress, and we're going to get a $250 bill that has Trump on it.
Lord have mercy.
That'll get you a tank of gas and a bag of groceries.
I'm so excited.
I just can't hide it.
Yeah.
The ego on this motherfucker.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It's not, I don't know. Give it to me all in nickels.
No. Fuck that. I want pennies back. Yeah. How's that?
Give it to me all in fucking metal.
Yeah.
At least I know the metal's worth something.
Right.
I can melt that shit down.
All right, moving on here. Jacob Winsky of San Antonio, Texas, has been arrested for allegedly threatening to kill Erica Kirk and bombing Turning Point USA events. This was ahead of her upcoming Women's Leadership Summit. Things are going to get really bad, people.
They get real bad. It's going to be fucking so bad.
But hey, the government's doing more bad shit, which seems to be the theme of everything. The Department of Justice has now subpoenaed Reddit and X for names, addresses, and banking information of users who criticized ICE.
Yeah, I don't, like, you can criticize things.
Yeah.
You have every right in the world to criticize. Like, I don't think what they're doing is right. Maybe they should do it like this.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a better way.
Nope, I need your name, address, and your banking information.
Yeah, well, we don't like what you said.
Uh-huh.
They're like the Democrats.
There's no left and right.
There's no left and right. That's right. Huh. There's no left or right. It's just one entity over us that hates us.
Yes.
You motherfuckers haven't figured that out yet?
Pay attention. All right. Moving on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
you slide down the banister?
Hello, banister. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the driver of a bus that crashed into a line of cars in Virginia, killing 5 and injuring 34, Chinese national who later became a U.S. citizen, does not speak English and obtained his CDL from New York.
New York City?
Can't speak English, can't read the signs. Killed 5, injured 35, but don't criticize ICE and them not doing their job, because DOJ will come after you.
Yeah, they didn't say how they were being criticized.
Right.
We don't like them versus they're not doing enough.
Yeah. Well, either way, we're coming after you.
We're coming after you. We don't care what you say.
Not the fucking do our jobs. No. Yeah. Right. do you remember Bill Gates doing the whole tick thing and now all the people are getting AlphaGal?
Yeah. Is somebody suing him yet?
No. But RFK said Health and Human Services is working to find a cure for AlphaGal, associated with the Lone Star tick bite, which oddly Bill Gates just released a ton of ticks this year that have the thing. But this also ties into Google. Google is planning to release millions of mosquitoes in California and Florida, quote, to help stop diseases, end quote.
Or help carry them.
How it, Google, you know, the search engine people, why do they have mosquitoes?
Why are you asking me questions, man?
Why are they trying to get permission to release them from the government?
How much did they give Trump to say yes?
All right. Moving on here, because everything's just shit. Trump announces that the naval blockade on Strait of Hormuz has been lifted. This is before Iran has even agreed to anything. There is no agreement. There's no nothing. Trump wants Saudi Arabia, UAE, Qatar, and, quote, the others, to immediately join the Abraham Accords, adding that he's not sure about making an Iran deal if they don't sign. UAE's already in it, you big tard. But yeah, if you don't sign a peace agreement with Israel, I don't know if we're going to get peace with Iran. Who runs this fucking show? Well.
Yeah, we all know who runs the show, bud.
Yeah.
Oy vey.
All right, let's go to California, because this is retarded. California legislatures have passed AB 2624, the Stop Nick Shirley Act, which makes it illegal to film taxpayer-funded fraud. California lawmakers approved the bill. The bill creates civil liability for journalists and citizen watchdogs who record or report on fraud inside state-funded immigration support services, nonprofits, and healthcare facilities.
Hey, quit catching us doing bad shit, goddammit.
Right.
That's against the law.
A person shall not publicly post or display on the internet the image of a designated immigrant support service provider. Let's see, walk through and use Nick Shirley as the example, where Shirley showed up with a camera crew to a state-funded Somali learning center in L.A. He found empty beds, no patients, no medical supplies, no nurses, no doctors, and then posted it on the internet. Under the bill, the operator of the fraud can simply hand Shirley a business card on the way out, and then if he posts the footage, he can be sued under the new law for posting it. So here's what this is. The bill protects the people running the fraud and punishes the journalist who proved it was a fraud. And now we get to go to New Jersey.
Oh.
Another night of Antifa violently attacking the ICE facility in Newark. They are highly organized and funded. They post their plans online and conduct planning meetings regularly for their mass followings. They're bringing in more of these Antifa people. I have a question, because the Trump administration declared Antifa as domestic terrorists, right? They did that a while back, so... why are they still allowed to be doing this?
Because they don't want to go after the people that are actually doing stuff like throwing Molotovs and attacking people, right?
They're not going after
the violent motherfuckers. They're going for the motherfuckers online saying, should we really be doing this?
Right.
That's who they're going after. The people who aren't doing anything.
Because if there's a big enough fire on the bottom, then the government can step down harder on everybody. It's called... bottom up, top down. It's in that Rules for Radicals book that Obama really liked, written by that commie that used to teach at University of Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Saul Alinsky.
Saul Alinsky, yes.
They're all Jewish.
Yes. Well, not all of them, because there's some Pajits, some Indian software engineers that are currently being looked for after video of them defacing Cathedral Rock in Sedona, Arizona went online.
That's fucked up.
I saw this video and I don't know if I can say the first thing that went through my head.
No, don't.
because it really wasn't good, but it would have stopped it immediately. I think people can infer what I mean, right?
Everybody just stood there because they didn't want to get in trouble because they didn't want to be racist.
Yes. Yeah. You can hide a lot of things in the desert I've seen in movies.
Bro.
It's in movies.
No, I know. You ain't wrong. That's the thing.
Yeah. All right, moving on before I really get in trouble.
Last story.
No, almost.
Oh, fuck.
One, two, three, and then the last. Oh. Hey, the FIFA World Cup coming here. Guess what they're going to be using in Dallas?
I have no idea.
Facial scanning robot dogs will be used for security purposes during the 2026 FIFA World Cup in Dallas.
Sure.
Facial scans, huh?
Sure.
Yeah.
Biometrics.
I want one of those masks I got a boy had on Fox News where it looked real.
Oh, yeah.
And you notice that story immediately died. It's like, oh, shit, shut up.
They make glasses that are different shapes that throw off the AI.
Yes. Yeah, that's what buy stock in that company, yes. Trump this week showed off a rendering of the roof for the new White House ballroom. Guess what it's going to be?
What?
A military drone port.
It's a ballroom. Wink.
No, it's a fucking military bunker with now a drone port on the roof. Why are they hardening up the... You ask questions and then you get in trouble, but you need to be asking questions. Hey, Paris is currently on fire because either immigrants or they won a soccer game or some shit. But
they won a soccer game. PSG won.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Yeah, let's burn it down. We won. Huh?
Yeah, all the brown people torching it.
Yeah, there's your problem. So, all right, last story, and it's trying to figure out how to sum it up in one word. I would probably go with treason. Congress has quietly moved to integrate, basically combine, the United States and Israeli militaries.
I saw this. Holy fuck.
Buried in the House's version of the 2027 National Defense Authorization Act, which was released on Tuesday, is Section 224, entitled United States-Israeli Defense Technology Cooperation Initiative. This does more than just intertwine them. Section 224 lays the groundwork for bilateral research and development, co-production of weapons, joint ventures, licensing agreement, and seemingly every manner of U.S.-Israeli military-industrial complex cooperation. Okay? U.S. and Israeli already work together heavily on missile defense and all this, but this provision would greatly expand coordination to seemingly every area of defense tech, including AI, quantum, autonomous systems, directed energy weapons, cyber, biotech. It also proposes, here is the hidden in the fucking dirty details. Let's see. Hold on, I lost my spot. Network integration, and here's the two words you really need to be focused on, data fusion. So that would mean that all U.S. military data could soon be with the Israelis.
We're not a sovereign nation anymore.
This would be the legal joining of the militaries.
That's
treason.
Yeah. I'm not fighting for fucking Israel. My kids are not fighting for fucking Israel. They're not. And if you're for this, you are a traitor to this country.
Yep, absolutely. Every congressperson behind this Can't say it.
Don't say it.
Can't.
Don't.
I don't want to make Vince have to edit more than he already has to.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, but you can kind of figure out that, yeah, if you're against, if you're for this, you're a traitor. And this is treason, and this is signing over our military sovereignty to the Tiny Heads.
Yeah.
They will get the U.S. military, which has already been their lapdog, but now they get the whole thing. That is absolutely frightening. That you're right. We are not a sovereign country.
Nope.
We are a proxy country of the Tiny Hat people.
Yeah.
And that this is really just the cherry on top. So.
Yep.
Oof. That's bad.
That's awful.
That's the worst fucking story. So. We end with that. Vince, you got any final thoughts?
Keep your stick on the ice. Women don't find you handsome. At least they'll find you handy.
If you can't take the high road, take the high ground. At least till they send the facial scanning robot dogs and drones from the White House and $300 billion to Iran for nothing and tiny hats that don't like you. But hey, if you're against data centers, you're a terrorist. Ugh. Yeah. Hopefully, unless we get locked up for all this episode, we'll talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.